Three young firefighters are standing under the hot sun in Lapway, Idaho, doing an engine check on one of their fire trucks. All of them are tribal members and firefighters for the Nez Perce tribe. Riston Bullock is going into his 13th season. He says he does this job because he's dedicated to protecting the land and his community.
Now that I've been in fire for so long, it's kind of more being the first one to respond, put the fires out.
A big challenge here in Idaho and across the nation is that there aren't enough people to help.
We're losing firefighters. The numbers are going down.
People can still volunteer, but
we need people at the shop ready to go when those fires start.
Across from the shop in the air-conditioned office, Jeff Handel, the fire management officer, is on the phone trying to schedule repairs for fire trucks.
What I need is I've got a couple rigs that need radios.
He's also worried the younger generation doesn't seem too interested in firefighting.
It's pretty tough in today's world when you can get a job and work from home and do okay financially. Why would you want to go out and do the firefighting thing, which is very hard work?
Back at the shop, the firefighters are organizing equipment like ropes and hatchets. There could be changes coming to how the Nez Perce Tribal Fire Crew works with other agencies in the region. The Trump administration is trying to merge all federal firefighting into a single agency. That could mean shifting thousands of jobs around just as fire season is ramping up. Bullock says he's not sure how that would work.
I feel like it'll just kind of be a new name, but I still feel like we'll still have our shops and everything here. We'll be mixed out through each other. And
approximately $1.2 billion will be requested as part of the new Wildland Fire Service budget. For now, Bullock and the rest of the crew aren't giving it too much thought. They're busy getting ready for the next call. Reporting in Lapway, Idaho, I'm Lauren Patterson.